Hey everybody, this is Jick, and welcome to the Thursday Night Jick Show. Another warning off the bat here, I'm kind of tired tonight. I have no idea why. I got up at the crack of 2 p.m., which you know, means it's really kind of the middle of the day for me, and yet I still have no energy. Good thing is, had a good show last week, didn't play very many songs, I don't think. So I can be real crappy this week and still have overall good karma balance. Trying to think if anything has changed significantly since Monday or since my last Thursday show. I guess there's a couple new monsters. The Lesser Fruit Golem went in, and the Shaky Clown, which props to the two people, I think, in the forums who got the Shaky Clown reference. Pretty much the entirety of that monster is one giant reference to the movie Shakes the Clown, starring Bob Goldthwait, which is a very good movie. It's just got some of my favorite lines from any movies in it, including somebody making fun of, one clown is making fun of another clown's TV show, and the other clown replies, "Oh yeah? Well, the only show you could ever be on would be a show called the Not Funny Diarrhea Club, fuckface." Which is really just, you know, also one of the best lines ever. Oh, and by the way, you know, parental advisory, explicit content, sorry. I think there's some problem with my microphone, according to Marana, who handed off. Let me see what I can do here. I have to verify that that's actually happening. I'm going to talk a little while. If anybody else tells me that the sound is all screwed up, I'll switch back into a song and see what I can figure out. A lot of people responding pretty positively to the Cyndi Lauper. Yeah, that's not actually the song that I intended to play, if you can believe that. I meant to play Back Pay No Mind, and that's what I dragged into the thing for Sam to play. But, didn't play that. Played Cyndi Lauper instead, which, you know, was also in the queue of songs that I was going to play. Now Miranda says it's just a tiny bit of reverb and doesn't sound bad. You know, actually, I had some surgery to make my voice sound like that. I forgot. That is something that happened since Monday, as I went in and I said, you know, doc, I like almost everything about me. I mean, the huge penis, the Adonis-like physique, the long flowing locks, but my voice doesn't have enough reverb. Is there anything you can do about that? And really, the miracles of modern medical science. I am the very model of a modern medical miracle. So gonna get off that tangent in a hurry. some changes. We were talking last week, because I just actually listened to last week's show to remind myself of some of the stuff that I had said that I was going to do. I changed the adventure in the tavern to give you two beer lenses instead of one from good old Lens Crafters. I may go so far as to make that adventure a little more likely to come up, or I may not. It kind of depends. We'll have to talk that over and see what kind of impact the present change has, and see how to go in the future. Then added the Shaky Clown and the Lesser Fruit Golem so that you can get some kind of reasonable, first-tier drinks, second-tier, I don't know. If I refer to the first tier as just the bottles of booze or whatever. A little bit better availability on that kind of stuff. And, yeah, other than that, I think everything we've been doing is either stuff that Zeno's been working on that's still just in testing, or stuff that we're using on this end, or it's just preparations for future content. I have spent the last couple of days running errands, getting stuff for the con, and getting shirts. We're back-ordered on a lot of the shirts, which is irritating, and the company that makes the shirts is back-ordered on some of the shirts that we need to fill our back orders, which is doubly irritating, and seems like the kind of thing that could very easily go go so many levels of back order in that no one will have anything to wear on their torso 10 years from now. And, that'll be pretty bad for some of us. Good for others. Everyone who gets to see me with no shirt on, they'll be very happy about that because of my aforementioned Adonis-like physique. Arcane asks, how the hell can someone get 224 drunkenness? Well, there's a lot of ways. There are the bang potions that get you drunk. There's those jelly beans that get you drunk sometimes. All kinds of things that you can use that add to your drunkenness. 668 scrolls. So that's really not a big deal. Let's see. Vash117 says, huzzah, I just ascended, and I was rereading the Ascension FAQ and noticed that you didn't change the number of days Ronan currently is. I read this earlier when you sent it in and did change it based on that. So thank you for the reminder. That is actually now up to date and reflects the truth, which is that Ronan lasts 600 turns instead of 1,000. MaxGuy56 says, is there any chance of an old familiar of the month, like, say, a Dark Jill, ever showing up in the Mr. Store again, but for two or three Mr. Accessories this time? No. Though people would, you know, spend money on that, it's not really something I want to do. I told people they wouldn't come back. People were relying on them staying rare, and I'm going to stick to my word on that. Because, you know, there'll be something cool. We, you know... More, no repeats means more content, you know, so, yay for more content. Trigger says, hey Jake, can you add a little plus to the add items to the goodies horde screen for the clan, because it's really annoying and time consuming to have to do each item one at a time. That is, in the pipe, and I would imagine it's actually going to happen relatively soon. I don't want to say within a week, but I'm going to say within a week. I guess I did actually want to. Mini Johnny says, hey there, can you please make it so that if you type /newbie or /trade without anything after it, that it takes you to that channel? Thanks. I don't think that I want to do that, because I don't know if you're going to want to switch to it, like /S, or if you're going to want to just channel to it, like, you know, with /C, and it's really not typing that much more to do the /C newbie. Let's see. Mini Johnny says, hey there, I just listened to your show from like 3 weeks ago, and I was wondering if the photos of you doing the show are still around. I want to see the 3-monitor computer thing. That sounded really nerdy, didn't it? Yeah, but not as nerdy as me talking about how, everything just tastes better because I have 3 monitors. I don't know if those pictures are still there or not. I'll have Xenophobe, IM me the link to those, because Hot Stuff took them and put them up somewhere, and I posted the link, or I read the link out loud or something. I don't know. The Telf says, Jick, love the techie show. What are the specs of your computer? Don't make a bad joke about glasses. I bought a new hard drive recently and named it Jick after you. Wow. My computer's doing this very interesting thing. All right. We have this network drive. It's like a 200 gig drive that's attached to the network that's got... basically, it's a warehouse for MP3s that are all totally legal, porn, which is all totally legal. Some of it is barely legal, but that's another story. And like, what else is on it? Role playing game PDFs, which are totally legal. So also we use it to share files back and forth, and there's backups and stuff on it. So I have that mapped as drive E, right? And then my old drive Z was like a hard drive on another computer that was in my old house. And for some reason, what has happened is drive Z is now linked to the network drive, and drive E is linking to, as far as I can tell, a version of the network drive from like 6 months ago. I have no idea where this is, what this share is actually pointing at. I can create files there, and then I can search every hard drive in the office, and those files do not exist on any of those hard drives, but I can still access them. So there's really something Twilight Zone-y going on with this stuff that I very much don't understand, but I'm a little scared of it, because you know, if my network drive mappings start going back in time, how long is it before my like monitor cables start going back in time, and I can only see what I was doing like a month ago, and every time I change something I have to like wait a month to see if it worked? That would really suck. Let's see. The pictures of the new office, which was actually, I think most of these were taken before we actually put much furniture in it or anything, and pictures of me doing one of the early Jick shows, looking, as somebody pointed out, like an EverQuest nut, apparently, because I hadn't shaved in a while. They are at gotdoofed.com, gotdoofed.com/tildezenophobe/office. Yeah, I'm not going to put that in a system message because anybody who's not listening to the radio won't know what the hell we're talking about, and there's a lot of people playing because it's right after rollover. How many people, out of curiosity? It appears that there are now 1,490 concurrent users, which, hooray. Rollover took a few minutes longer tonight because there were some statistics that we were keeping track of that I thought were being rotated out before, but it turns out they weren't, so it had to do several months' worth of archiving on these things, and it won't take that long in the future. The Telf, as far as the specs on the computer, I don't actually have any idea. I just, for my office workstation, I just bought a machine from Dell instead of building a machine, and I just got, I don't know, I got whatever machine was like their sort of mid-range office machine. And I asked for one with two DVI ports on it, and they gave me one with a DVI port, a VGA port, and a VGA to DVI converter, which was exactly what I didn't want, so now we hate the Dell. And the farmer in it. Let's see. Lunchbox Fantasy says, when an item is purchased from the flea market, the person's name is not clickable when it shows up in the orange new events box. Ah, okay. I should fix that. Simon Smith asks that I add PAF as a sound effect when monsters get hit. Not sure where that's from, but as long as it's not something naughty, I would consider it. Oh, is that another Batman? Xenophobe says it's another Batman sound. Let's see, Vlad Sheepshank says, wow, you really fucked my name up. Please just go back to saying TPs. Okay, sorry, Vlad, TPs. Morbank says, I see that Leash costs 12 MP and Empathy costs 15 for both self and other buffing. Could Amp have two separate costs, say self at 10 and other at 15, to contend with the Leash? No MMJ. No, I like having that the way that it is, because whereas, you know, I mean, Empathy costs more because of the extra flexibility you get, not because of what it's actually doing. Karmic95 says, when you click on someone's ascensions and then click their name at the top in parentheses, it does not go back to their profile. Doesn't it?
No.
Is it supposed to? Is there... Let's look at this. Ascensions. 5. Well, there. I mean, there is that link there. Why would you expect the link in parentheses? I say, because that's the way that it works in the mall. Okay. I guess there's no reason not to put that there. Bulletproof says, Jick, you can't make me ascend. I wasn't trying, and I won't try. Other than by, you know, making post-ascension content everything that it can be. Is there any chance, says Di Vernon, of another large-scale, high-power rafflecopter like the Penguin Mafia raffles? I don't know that I'd call it a rafflecopter, even though that's kind of funny. But maybe. I was actually just looking at that. The level of meat is kind of stagnating, which leads me to believe that I should start leeching some out again. Yeah, we can figure something out. Somebody later on... Well, you know, I'll read that when I get there. Seed says, the new substat bars that Xenophobe made are awesome. Is there any chance we can get the same thing for familiar poundage? Yeah, I think he's already in the middle of working on that, so that shouldn't be too long. Zalan says, hola, any chance we can get an ETA on when custom avatar forms might be back in Mr. Store? I am going to go out on a limb and make the assertion that they will go back in when... October's item of the month goes in. So October 1st, or late October 1st, or early October 2nd, or later. Or earlier. Linkmaster811 says, why is Jick on so late? It's 9:20 here, and I have school tomorrow. Dude, it's 9:20. Guess what it was 5 hours ago, dude. yeah, it's late because I want to do the show late, because I normally am just hitting my stride at about 8 o'clock, but... today, my stride hit me real hard in the gland that excretes things that make you tired and caused it to be overactive all day. Kachaturian says, Kachaturian? Does the sorceress have a soft HP? That is to say, each time she drinks the vial, does her HP climb and climb, or is there a max limit? You know, that's a good question. That's actually something that I would like to know myself. There's something in there that prevents her from doing it if her hit points are at a. You know what? I'm gonna play a 2-minute song while I check this out. Cow and Bee's a cappella cover of Breakfast at Tiffany's, which we play a lot at the office because it's just really good. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. That was nice. So I looked at the code for the Naughty Sorceress, and the way that works is there is a cap, but it's a cap that you're unlikely to run into if you're trying to ascend as fast as you can. If you're fighting her at level 11, there is effectively the cap is quite a bit higher than her beginning number of hit points. Excuse me. Same for first and second forms, as far as I know. Alright. I Roll the Blunt says, will you ever be able to actually use the clan calendar as a calendar to do stuff like mark birthdays, anniversaries, or any other day that might be important to a clan? I mean, sure, the 3 adventures a day are nice for those of us who aren't hardcore, but being able to use something for its intended purpose would be nice. Huh. That's interesting. I might, I mean, the kind of thing where if you put it on there, some event, and then on the front page of the calendar, or on the front page of the clan, it could just show you what everybody had put there. I mean, there's some opportunity for spamming, but there's some opportunity for spamming with the message board, too. I could just use the same permission and just have that go in like a message. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Jizmak the Destroyer says, now that there are more than 3 potential drop slots per monster, how do the extra slots work? Are the chances of a drop from the additional slots lower than a similar item in a higher slot? Well, the way this works is we changed it. It used to be, and you know what, now that I start saying this, I feel like I've gone over this before on the radio, but it used to be such that each monster had, like, 3 percentage chances of dropping 3 items. And sometimes those were 0, so, you know, they didn't always drop 3. We changed it a while back. Quite a while before it actually became an issue, before anybody noticed, because before there was anything in there that actually dropped more than 3 things. But make it so it's normalized, so there's a table that stores a monster ID, a percentage chance, and an item. And there's also a field for some arbitrary code to execute that can make it so, like, for instance, if we wanted to, we could have a monster that only dropped a specific item if you were a sorcerer or something. Basically anything that we can check for in code, any aspect of the monster or player or game state as kept in the player's flags. Individual item drops can check for now and either be there or not be there, dependent. And there can be an arbitrary number. So no, I ran some code to build the initial set of drops based on what was in the fields for the old way. So there's effectively no difference between the first three slots on all the monsters up till now and new slots on monsters that get added in the future. Like, I think the Shaky Clown actually has 8 possible item drops, so if you got super lucky, you could get 8 items out of him. And then there's that Fruit Golem has 4, and the Booze Giant has 6 now, and, yeah, there's some other stuff. Because, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with potential for monsters to drop a lot of stuff, especially if we tweak the rate so that it's not, like, suddenly there's twice as many items being dropped or whatever. Yeah. Tiny Plastic Ninja says, I've heard the player who runs Rafflebot and Repbot is on vacation. Any idea when he will return? No, I don't have any idea, actually, because his vacation involved apparently nobody being able to get in touch with him in any way. I keep thinking that I'll build some kind of Rafflebot thing into the casino, because it really wouldn't probably be more than a day's work. It's just figuring out, you know, exactly how it's going to work and how to make it funny. Perhaps, yeah, I got nothing. This is what happened last time I tried to think about it. Sept says, concerning store management, along with the take one slash all links, I was wondering if a add one could be added next to items in a store that a player also has in inventory. We're doing some work on the store management interface, and by we I mean Xenophobe. But at some point when we're sure that it's technically finished and working, there'll be some changes made to that. I'm shying away from... I'm not entirely sure, now that I think about it, that I even want to say what I was about to say. And we're thinking about making it so you can take more than one item out at once, like some kind of checkbox thing, and then make it so you can... even auto-sell items directly from the store, just to kind of clear out stuff that is obviously not selling, even though it's at the minimum price. Lady Luanda says, question to Jick. I would like to request Sex on the Beaches, as they are my favorite drink, and I can never get enough suggestive girly drinks. Well, but the point of our suggestive girly drinks is that they're all things that we've never actually, that we're pretty sure are made up by us, instead of things that, you know, are actual... girly drinks. Let's see. Elemental Burn says, and I saw something about this in the forums recently, clan administrators should have an item/karma exchange rate to go along with the meat/karma exchange rate. Being able to give less karma for items would be very useful. If you mean something like... I guess... you could set sort of a rate at which you got karma for items that went into the stash based on their auto sell, but still pulling items out was based on the normal auto sell value. I mean, I don't know why you would ever want to set it low unless you were able to set it on a per rank basis so that, like, I don't know. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. The only thing you would want to do with that would be to make it so low-level people could pull out more stuff than high-level people, because they're going to want a favorable rate if you're going to want to give them anything. A lot of people have been asking for the ability to... turn the volume up on the earphones by standing up, just because it rubbed against my pants. No, that's not what they've been asking for. They've been asking for the ability to assign karma values to individual items, but I really very much don't want to do that. Because, one, you run the risk of... Let's say you want to set the karma value for something that you don't currently have in the stash. How are you going to do that? I'm not just going to give a list of every tradable item in the game and let you set a value for it, because that would be pretty spoilerific. And then would it maintain those values for stuff that had been in the stash before? I mean, it's really... I can't think of a way to do it that wouldn't be really cumbersome. And I honestly feel like the karma system as it stands right now is okay. It was kind of broken before, but now the measure of control that you have over it, I feel, is I don't know, it is pretty reasonable. Like, the meat thing, you know, people were screwing around with that by converting it to stacks and donating those and stuff, but, like, you know, whatever. It's, I don't know. I feel like it's in okay shape. I mean, you know, it's very easy to not ever get looted. You just have to be more careful. Shadows Light says, can we please have a tab chat interface? I miss channel like a mofo, and I'd like to look less like an idiot. Okay, thanks, bye. Yeah, that's one of the projects that Xenophobe's going to be on. I think he's got most of one done that tacks onto the existing system. So it might be worth having to spend a couple days getting that finished so it can just sort of be launched in its own window. And, yeah, think about that. Not that easy. Not a couple days easy. Yeah, okay. Maybe a couple months. Harry says, any chance of finding of having two entries under Last Adventure? I often find myself switching between two different locations. A previous familiar link would be cool, too. Yeah, it would. I could see that being... I could see the previous familiar maybe being something you could turn off and on. And the Last Adventure... I don't know, man. I don't... do you really switch back and forth between two adventures, like one adventure at a time? Because that, I can't think of a lot of situations in which that would be something that people would want. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think so on the second Last Adventure thing. People have asked for the previous familiar thing, like just the ability to conveniently switch between two familiars. Which, if I could figure out, I mean, if somebody comes up with a way of doing that that doesn't require extra things cluttering up what the character pane looks like, then I'd certainly consider it. Jack of All Games says, I've been thinking, what if you were to add a boss to the end of the Deep Fat Friar quest? There's this great evil there, but all you have to do is a little ceremony to finish it. Yeah, I think a lot of people were speculating that that's what we were going to do. Boner Dagon has been given the ability to knock shit out of your hands as you try to use it, and to prevent you from using skills a certain percentage of the time. The idea, and I talked about this in the forums, the idea is that the boss monsters leading up to the Naughty Sorceress should be, they should sort of act as trainers for the Naughty Sorceress. All of her tricks should not be things that that's the very first time you've ever encountered anything like it. Just feel from like a you know, narrative play experience standpoint. So we're just kind of beefing up the earlier bosses, and we need to add one, and we're in the process of adding one. But it's people have done a lot of guessing, and so far nobody's guessed correctly where it's going to go. So it's actually going to be kind of optional anyway. but let's see. There were a lot of people suggesting, as Jack of All Games did, the boss of the Friar quest, and that's not a bad idea. I mean, it is kind of anticlimactic for something that takes that long, that all you have to do is click on the thing. Wouldn't be a big deal to add a monster in there. Might be kind of fun. And Gorblack says, there should be an option to swap your displayed game title, i.e. Marinara Mage, with your clan title, i.e. Gift Shop Guy, which is Gorblack's clan title, I'm sure. That'd be a cool optional feature. I don't really want it to be such that doing a who is on somebody gives you arbitrary text that they threw in, or that, yeah, I don't know, just clicking some, I mean, I guess clicking somebody's, looking at their profile gives you that anyway. I mean, what would stop you from changing it just to confuse people? You know, you could change your clan title to Accordion Thief. You know, we did have the idea of making certain title, like not custom, but sort of prestige titles that you could unlock and use those instead of your normal title. So that's, you know, not completely out of the question that that would change, but I'd rather it change under our control than you guys's. The Rabbit says, I've been wondering why there isn't a familiar accessory that lets any familiar attack, like a hacky sack or something. It'd be worth two Mr. Accessories, I'd say. I would say that most people would disagree with you that something that gave, say, 10 pounds of lime would, I don't know, I don't think that would be all that worthwhile. Certainly not two or three Mr. Accessories. It'd be something, I don't know, when I initially made the set of enchantments for familiar equipment, it wasn't all just plus weight. I did some plus damage. the ability to make plus damage accessories listed, and I don't know that I actually did any of those, because I don't remember ever going through and recoding all of the familiars to actually pay attention to the plus damage. But I might have. It's the kind of thing that only would have taken like 5 or 10 minutes, and it would have been boring, and so I would have probably just immediately forgotten that I had done it. I don't know. It depends. I mean, I can see how somebody might enjoy the ability to have their volleyball actually attack also every once in a while, but at the same time, I don't think they would want that instead of the extra 5 pounds of volleyball they got by equipping the toupee. God the Mod 2 says, a while ago, you were looking for a non-janky way to implement /exit and /clear in chat. You don't need to return JavaScript from the server. Both of these are easily done on the client side. Want a patch? No, I know that both of them could be done on the client side. It could just intercept whenever you submit something to see if you did that, one of those two things, and execute the JavaScript there. But really what we need is the ability to execute arbitrary JavaScript as it comes through the pipe, the new chatmessages.php script, which I think Xenophobe did something with the mall code that gets around some of the goofy tricks that I have to do to get the chat to update. So I'm thinking that he might be able to rewrite the chat in a more in a slightly more browser-friendly way and cross-compatible way that would allow us then to do that, to be able to execute arbitrary JavaScript, which would be a handy way to, like, kick somebody out of the chat. We could make an alert pop up on everybody's screen. It was in the chat all at once that said, "LOL, you've been alerted," because that's the kind of people we are. We want to do stuff like that. Lady Unicorn says, will there be another series of Tiny Plastics? I heard there was a Tiny Plastic Jick. I think in the initial set of figurines that Riff wrote, there was a Tiny Plastic Jick, but I took it out and replaced it with Susie, because I don't need little statues of me in the game. There may or may not eventually be a series of Tiny Plastics. I still like the original idea that we had on the Lucky Surprise Eggs, where, like, half or a quarter of them just had crappy cardboard jigsaw puzzles in them, because that's kind of what happens with real Kinder Eggs, to me, at least. I don't know. We hadn't really thought about it. I would rather than, replacing something that people are still collecting and enjoying with something new but nearly identical, I would rather work on content other places. Dr. Van Mojo says, dear Jake, thank you for the beer lens change. As a hardcore Boosterfarian, this makes life much easier. Well, good deal. That was what I was trying to do. Jizmac the Destroyer says, why is there no double Wang? Out of respect for Jennifer Connelly. It was really traumatic for her. Jedi Knight R2-D2 says, will Crimbo be on the KOL calendar anytime soon? We've been talking about this a lot, and we might do some kind of minor thing with it. Honestly, it's probably not going to happen this week, which is when... it would happen on the KOL calendar. And then at that point, the next one would be happening right before real Christmas, which, I don't know. We tossed around several ideas. If I were to do something, it would have to be relatively minor. I mean, maybe you just get some kind of candy or consumables or something. Because I really don't want to detract from the sort of... Because, the last two Crimbos have been kind of a big deal, And, I don't want to dilute the Crimbo spirit, because Crimbo is rad. Kai Ryu says, could you make the Super Tinker make X amount of product? Yeah, I believe that's actually Super Tinkering in quantity is on the list of little minor interface tweaks that just slowly getting powered through. YoshiDude89 says, I think we should have custom adventure places similar to custom outfits. For example, at the top of the screen, we'd have links to the sewer, tavern, and airship. It is not inconceivable that I could set up some custom links like that. I have to figure out the best way to do it, but allowing some measure of interface customization like that would make people happy, I think. Plus, it would make us more like World of Warcraft. They're all about the interface customization. What did I miss? Vulgaris says, is it possible to make a knuckle sandwich out of enchanted brass knuckles and a spamwich sandwich? I don't know, but that's kind of a funny idea. And then you could give someone a knuckle sandwich, and it would punch them in the face. JLE says, can we have a leaderboard in the weird section for most sex chains operations in the current incarnation only? I've had 18 now. Well, I mean, I know why you want that. It's because you'd be on it. But yeah, I did, actually, when he was talking about that before, I did start keeping track of it, so there probably will eventually be one. The thing now is, there are... The only randomly selected leaderboards are the consumption and collection ones, and I don't really have a pool of leaderboards that show up sometimes but not other times. So I would want to come up with a handful of other just random things on there. Because, you know, if I was only going to show like one of those a day, then a pool of five or six would be fine. But if I was going to show like two or four of them, then I'd want a pool of 10 or 20. So that they weren't just the same all the time. They wouldn't be so goddamn the same, like the same leaderboard. LOTE says, is something wrong with the way adventures per day are calculated? It seems like I'm getting extra. I got 48 this day when all I deserve is 45, I think. Maybe you joined a clan that had a calendar, or maybe you got some other item, or maybe you had something equipped that you didn't have equipped before, but nothing has really changed there, and I think if there had been any problems with it, it would have been reported like crazy. Garland says, will there ever be any enemies in this game than the topiary golems? Tougher, stronger, harder, faster, fitter, happier. We're collecting some really nice combat skills, but so far there isn't anything except the sorceress to try out our new tricks on. Yeah, there will be some content past the sorceress. There will be some high-end stuff for you to fight one of these days. Okay, it looks like a good amount of questions have come in. Neg again asking, how much longer before the avatars are finished? Much as Leonardo DiCaprio asked, how many more miles till they get here, Gilbert? I will answer in the same way that Gilbert answered and say, about 100 miles, Arnie. About 100 miles. Gorblack says, any plans to fill in the empty west slot on the KOL map? Like I said, we're... always on the lookout for ideas for extremely narrow content. There are some that Calmy Tim says, have you heard anything about the long-lost friend scam? I am trying to figure out what the angle is. No, I've never heard anything about the long-lost friend scam. If it's anything like the, my father was royalty in Nigeria scam, then there's probably nothing we can do about it. Because, you know, at some point, you gotta trust people, or you have to at least expect people not to be gullible. Spinirology says, what is your stance on Family Guy? Like, do you like it? Yes, I like it a lot. And my love for the Family Guy grows ever greater as days go by. Let's see... Jay Lowy says, I'd like to ask if maybe HCO would take more planning if the food and drinks were available but gave only the stat gains and not the adventures. Huh. No, I don't think that that's, I don't know. I don't think that that's really worth it. I mean, part of the point of Hardcore Oxy, I think, is people who don't want to have to play a lot of turns every day. Which means that they don't want to commit a lot of time to it, which means that they wouldn't want to eat the stuff. And I mean, it's like, you know, the whole point is that you're oxygenarian. You live on oxygen alone, not food nor drink. And is it okay to eat it if you don't digest it kind of thing? I'm saying no. Yodo says, are you ever horrified by how large the game's fan base and social effect has become? I wouldn't say horrified. Maybe aroused. Macbeth417 says, will there be a gatekeeper / whitelist for the clan leader to set up an access list in the future, the function being in the future and not the list? Yes, there will be a function in the future and also a list. And you can your list will have to apply to the present, though. Petrus says, I'm sure this is a common question, and I understand if you decide not to answer, but can you go over how the ultra-rare drop mechanics work? Well, I don't know. I don't want to describe exactly how they work, but I will say that, you know, they're only around 3 ultra rares can drop in a day, and you really have no control over it. There's nothing that you can do to make it. Well, I mean, I guess there are things you can do to make it more likely than a 0% chance, but not much more likely. Bad Feet says, is there a way to get your lifetime cumulative must-miss mocks and your lifetime basement levels for that matter? Huh, that's a good question. I should probably make there be some way for you to do that, and compare it to, you know, say this would put you in X spot on the list. I mean, it might only update once a day, but, yeah. We could get some sort of little detailed statistics page on the watch it. When auto-selling or placing items in the store, you have the all-but-one option, but not at the Bounty Hunter Hunter. Could sell all-but-one be added there, says Beast of Bree. Now, we're going to redo the Bounty Hunter Hunter completely, and so I don't want to mess with it until then. Budapest says, I think the balancing of the banjo and the guitar is great, but the drop rate for the acoustic guitar is amazingly low. Any chance of that being rebalanced a little? I don't know. I think it's actually okay the way that it is. Another person asking, Kuya asking for more than one Last Adventure link, and I still just kind of... I mean, right now, the way that that's kept track of is not... I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It's not super conducive to... Yeah. Ricker Scott says, will anything ever be done about the hippies? And that's a problem that really in the real world is of a great concern to me too. I really wish someone would do something about all the hippies. This is my second run where it's taken me over 250 adventures to get the hippie outfit with a 25-pound fairy. It's ridiculous and unfunny. Well, I mean, you don't have to get the hippie outfit. So some things in the game are hard. Garland says the Boner Dagon has also become more annoying than it was last week. Pointing out that I think that was probably in the beginning of the show when I was asking what had changed in the last week. Looking. Alda says, it's been talked about a bit in the forums, but can you elaborate on the changes to the boss monster's abilities? I guess I sort of already did. The rest of the guys, we haven't really made decisions on what we're going to have them do yet. You know, we're going to have something that doesn't let you debuff it. We're going to have something that heals itself. Maybe something that steals your mana. Any two of those three things may happen to the same boss, or maybe not. It's just kind of, we'll have to see what happens. Left says, hi, Jick. In the event of a player actually accumulating all the skills, which I don't doubt will happen at some point in time, will you perhaps have any new job classes? I'm not going to add any new classes, because that would be a little... goofy and require a big retrofit of every aspect of the game's code, but well, I don't know. I mean, we plan on adding new unlockable skills here and there. I mean, I've always felt like the chronic indigestion was kind of cool because it was a skill that anybody could find that you just, you know, found by doing something in the game rather than just by buying it at a trainer, and we should have more things like that. Let's see. Puff says, could you increase the adventures per day? Nope. Melkator says, hi, a lot of times when I go to Newbie, I never get my questions answered. People are too busy dating in there. Is there some way you could crack down on them so they answer questions? Well, I mean, I'm not going to come in and say, you're going to be helpful or I'm going to hit you with this stick. What do you mean, dating in there? C-Spark sent me a link to the... office pictures. Fuzz Monkey says, are there any plans to add more shirts that can be meatsmithed? Maybe at some point. God the Mod 2 says, so Jick, have any legal files on that drive? Yes, all the MP3s, all the porn, and all of the RPG PDFs, which are in a directory called OMG RPG PDFs, which is funny, and everyone thinks that I'm very clever. Let's see. Nate Dog says, can you make it so that if you try to message another channel or private message someone, the color of the chat box, so you don't accidentally post something in the channel you're in? Huh. make it so. I think I see what you're saying. Make it so if your chat starts with a message command, that it is in blue in the input box, which, I mean, could be done. That's how World of Warcraft does it, and we want to be exactly like Blizzard, especially vis-a-vis release dates. That actually is sort of interesting. I'm not entirely sure, though, that you would be able to tell if the text in that input box changed from black to blue, in that it's very clean, very thin text. Or if you're colorblind. Says, you know, but then I think you wouldn't notice it anyway. You probably wouldn't be asking for it if you were colorblind anyway. Ah, sorry about the yawning. And the yawny, which I am about to play. I'm just kidding, I don't have any yawny. Reading. Terrapina. Huh. You may have heard this request repeatedly, but can we have a use all link next to usable items? I mean, you can hit use multiple and then just type the number. Masturbate says, how do you spell doofed? D-O-O-F-E-D. Plastic Knife Stalker says, is it possible to get a custom item? If possible, I would do anything to earn it. Anything, eh? No, you can't. It doesn't work like that. Custom items get given out when we decide at random that we want to give custom items to somebody. Let's see. Gorblack says, can you tell us something nobody knows about KOL besides the staff, like a statistic or a very well-hidden reference? There are references that only Mr. Skullhead and I think are funny. I can't think of any stuff that phrases that to us are funny because they're some in joke that we had in high school or something. But I can't think of any right now. The meat from yesterday is something that almost no one understands. It's so dry, it's from yesterday, was a phrase uttered by Bjorn's roommate freshman year of college, which he was complaining about. He went to McDonald's, he's like, I went to McDonald's and I got a chicken sandwich, and the chicken in the sandwich was so dry. It's from yesterday. And so for the rest of the year, and I mean basically what I'm sure will amount to the rest of our lives, we just every time something is described as dry, we suggest that it's from yesterday. See, aren't you glad? The reason that nobody knows about them, like the hidden references, are because they're references to things that pretty much nobody is going to think is funny. He also, the first time I ever got stoned, I came back to my dorm room, and that guy, the roommate, was telling ancient Chinese torture stories. He was just sitting, and I don't think anybody wanted to hear these. Like, he was just saying, like, I was sitting there, and it was super awkward because nobody else was saying anything, and he just kept telling these stories over and over again. And every single story, and please forgive me because I'm not like trying to make fun of the guy's accent. But this is just exactly what it sounded like when every single story ended. You don't die immediately, though. You have to suffer. Just everything ended like that. So, you know, then whenever we would talk about, like, you know what, this song is really bad. You don't die immediately, though. You have to suffer. And that was kind of the same thing as the "It's So Dry, It's From Yesterday" thing. So, yeah, funny stories. And then I think that guy stole a bunch of magic cards, like a force of nature, and then claimed that somebody had broken into the room while they were sleeping because he had a dream about a giant snake. I don't know, man. It was weird. I never liked that guy. Coldor says, I am your number one fan. Well, let's just hope, Coldor, that I don't ever run my car off the road in the snow near your farm, because I'd hate to have you prove that to me by breaking my legs. NicoChan314 says, will you give any hints as to what Mr. Store's item will be next month? Well, here's one hint. I don't have any idea. We don't usually come up with something until the very last minute. Although I think there are actually, we've gotten to the point where we've come up with one or two ideas for several months and ended up using one of them and not the other, so there might be a few things laying over from before, but no, no good ideas.
God, the Matu says, stop naming dates. You're just shooting yourself in the foot, and you know it. And no, see, now I'm shooting my employees in the foot. That's the difference. I have somebody to blame it on now if stuff doesn't get done. Schizophrenic Spoon says, can you make it easier to rebuild the magical hippie stone? I mean, all you have to do is click on it, and then click the button that says rebuild it. So I don't think I can make it any easier than that. Unless you mean not wait 2 weeks, in which case the answer is no. I mean, I could, but I don't want to, because I think that was a fairly sound decision. Let's see. The container link that Last Adventure links to is wrong for the Cobb's Knob outskirts if you've already gotten to where it shows the inner map of the knob. Well, that's true, and that's going to be true because, the planes are technically the container for the outskirts of Cobb's Knob. I suppose I could just make another version of it, especially now that I have the handy location spindler that Xenophobe wrote for me. That's identical. Then I'd have to remember to change them both if I ever changed anything there, which wouldn't be a big deal because that hasn't changed in like a year. So, okay, maybe I can fix that. Legend Dan says, I'm not getting the post-ascension Hammer Time adventure. Was that only meant to show up on certain ascensions? All of the adventures that the texts change now just rotate, depending on whether you've experienced an even or an odd number of ascensions. It won't always be like that, but that's the way we decided to do the first few that we changed. And actually, there were a ton of those that were rewritten, but then some stuff was Mr. Skellhead rewrote some adventures that he had written that weren't actually in the game yet, so those were a little more difficult to change. We also kind of were doing that at the last minute, and a lot of stuff we wanted to do didn't get done. The Vegan says, I really liked that Breakfast at Tiffany's cover, but I couldn't find it on Kazaa. I know, blah, Kazaa. Do you know anywhere I could legally download it? I don't know. I could ask Cowanby if he would mind if I put it up, or he might have it up somewhere. Or, I don't know, is YQM's music site still up? I haven't heard anything out of them in a while. YQMonline.com. Gorblack says, what classes were Boris Jarlsberg and Sneaky Pete in KOL lore? They actually predated the schism between the Postomancers and the Sorcerers, for instance. So Jarlsberg was neither. He was just a chef lord. And Boris was just a level 69 ass kicker. And Sneaky Pete was a level 23 dirty rotten scoundrel. Stanguina says, how about sex on a distant shore? Sex on the beach is kind of a single entendre, you know? We prefer the doubles or triples. God the Mod 2 says, don't forget that the Rafflebot functionality would need a day for Boozer to break it and get another billion meat. Oh yeah, I'm sure he'd break it. Knight of the Round said, maybe you can fix the money-making thing in the casino to make it somewhat like Rafflebot. That's actually not too bad of an idea, although that would sort of screw up the way that guy is used right now. Although I sort of don't like the way any of the epic weapon things get created anyway, and there's a big revamp of all of that stuff coming in the nearish future. Let's see. Lusty Pirate Wench says, if no sex on the beach, how about a sand in the crack? Lol. Indeed, lol. NicoChan314 says, will you ever make a mac and cheese recipe? I don't know what, I guess noodles, dry noodles and goat cheese. Doesn't that already make something? Yeah, the reagent on the goat cheese, right. The fancy schmancy cheese sauce. Alright, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play a long song by Fish, because I'm a dirty hippie. Come on. What the hell? Something is wrong with this. There we go. Alright, everybody, here's Fish with Rift.
light from above could not reach.
I spied wings of reason, herself taking flight.
And upon yonder precipice saw her alight.
And glared back at me one last look of dismay.
As if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Drawing quite close to the top of the shelf,
I struggled with destiny up on the ledge.
And gasped when defeated, he slipped off the edge.
Silence contagious in moments like these.
Consumed me and strengthened my will to appease.
A passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
Silence contagious in moments like these.
Consume me and strengthen my will to appease.
The passion that sparked me one terrible night.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
fish was much like all fish. There's a good song in there somewhere, but it's really hard to find it with all the boring jamming. You know, which is why a lot of people tell me I just really shouldn't listen to Fish at all, because I don't like jam bands. But I like Fish, because I know that they're capable of doing things that are good, because every song has some good stuff in it. And I'm William Shatner, all of a sudden. Angry Safer says, vegetarian mode, think about it. And I thought about it. I kept promising the vegan that I would implement some kind of trophy for a vegan-only diet, but then we were trying to figure out, does NetHack have vegan or just vegetarian?
Both.
Really? I wasn't aware that NetHack actually had a you were vegan, because that'd be even harder. Bacon Taco says, have you given any thought to making the mushroom field a bit easier to manage, such as a pick plant all? Clicking on each of the 16 tiles gets annoying. There's an interface in the works that it will be implemented in 4 days. No, I'm totally kidding about that. Yeah, the mushroom interface, no. Which, I mean, it's mostly done, yeah. I don't know. Buffer says, I just got an amazing 123 MP out of a can of Dispepsi Cola. Is this supposed to be possible? No. Let's take a look and see. Pepsi. No. Ola. You drink the can of cola. Empty calories never tasted so good. Show add MP. Player RR 10,14, item quantity. And, no. Are you positive, Buffer, that you got 123 MP out of a single can? Because it really shouldn't be possible. You're sure you didn't drink 10 by accident? Because, yeah, I'm certainly not seeing any way in which that would happen. Let's see. Gorblack says, ultra rare idea. French Canadian monster in Little Canada drops Eau de France, which works like a TPS but only makes toast into French toast. Aha. That'd be interesting. It would be a way to make a rare that provides a consumable. I wonder if you'd be able to sell it. Anyway. GodTheMod2 says, if people want to read your comments on the stash issue, I went back in time and wrote that exact post last night on the forums. I'm not entirely sure. Oh, the clan stash thing about karma? Yeah. Jack of All Games says, about adding karma rates to individual items, why not have it work similarly to the store's price managing area? Well, because of the reasons that I said earlier. It's, the store, you change prices on items that are already in your store, items that are right in front of you. But for changing the karma value on items, you're going to need to do it to items that you don't have, and there's no good way to show you items that you don't have without showing you all of the items. And yeah. Phoenix says, rollover restores your character to full health, but the beaten up effect remains. Is this intentional? I thought forever that rollover gets rid of... Yeah, Phoenix has been whining about this for a long time. I thought that it got rid of beaten up, but I guess I'm wrong. Yeah, never has. So, yep, never going to. Glub says, pronunciation of monsters in misspelled cemetery? Zmobi? Let's see, Skeleton? Skleton? Lick? I don't actually know how L-I-C-H is supposed to be pronounced. Let's ask Merriam-Webster. Actually, I'll ask Merriam, but that Webster kid's a dick. L-I-C-H. Two entries found for... Let's see. Oh, it's one of more than 1 million entries available at MerriamWebsterUnabridged.com. God damn it. Same as L-I-C-H. Gate. That, of course, being the scandal where Richard Nixon tried to become immortal by becoming undead and obviously failed. Let's try dictionary.com. L-I-C-H. Like
I'm not exactly sure. I with a little carrot after it. I'm assuming that means I, hard I, long I. Like, what? Are you making fun of me? Xenophobe's making fun of me. Thrarin says, please let folks know that since we're changing hosts for the wiki soon, we're also changing the URL. The new URL will be thekolwiki.net and will be active within a day or two. Awesome. Scotty Girl C says, is there any chance of having a skill or item that would allow switching familiars mid-battle as a round? Ooh. A level 12 skill or Mr. Store item. That would be kind of interesting because you'd be able to use a combat item, you know, a combat familiar during the battle and then sacrifice an attack at the end to interface wise that would be a little goofy to do, although we could maybe write in some JavaScript or something if you had that skill to just have it pop up an additional list of familiars. Huh, that's actually pretty neat. That's that'd be a neat high level skill for turtle tamers. What with the their infatuation with familiars and all. Yes, cool. I think we actually might that might round off the list of level 12 skills. Oh, did they? Oh, they already have a level 12. Okay, well, maybe a level 13 then. Let's see. Blythe says, Jick, the obligatory clan versus clan warfare update? Question. We need to, that is something that I need to sit around and talk to Riff about, because the giant robots thing, I think, is something that between him and I, we could, if we spent a couple hours writing on a whiteboard, we could work out a system. And that'd be cool. We should go to the bar and take a notebook with us. That might be something that we should do tonight. It's kind of a Thursday tradition that we go out drinking after the show, because I'm already a sheet and a half to the wind by the time I'm done with the show. Although I'm nursing this beer tonight because I only had two beers. Oh, I always have the opportunity to steal Xenophobe's beer, but just taking it easy, taking it slow. Sizzler says, Dear Jick, what do you think of familiar items being controllable from the terrarium page? This would make lead necklace swapping much more efficient. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that would make a lot of things more efficient. I could do a lot of things if I had some money. People are saying that 10 pounds of lime would be cool. Snick Repkire says, how about a couple bars and or nightclubs to flesh out areas such as the shore and over the beanstalk? I don't know where you would put a bar over the beanstalk. It could be called Cloud 9. Or a nightclub. Or Cloud 11. Gorblax says, I need to drop it and give up. I'm a dummy. I'm guessing that's what he sounded like. Mulvaney says, perhaps the familiar switching. Perhaps the familiar switching could be like swapping the background and foreground colors in Photoshop. Just a little arrow in the corner. Yeah, but then both of the familiars would have to be displayed on the same page. So, yeah. Vulgara says, can you trade miss accessories like a Mr. Accessory? No, you cannot. Garland says, a while ago I asked you about the ability to change your title back to any title you've had before. I still want to be the Cobra Commander, but it's currently impossible. Have you decided one way or another about this? Well, I guess if I make it so you can switch your title because of, like prestige titles that you've unlocked, I suppose there wouldn't be that much harm in allowing you to specify a title from a previous level in your class. Sparemeister says, how about some sort of tofu-based familiar that would retain its own weight but take on the flavor of any other familiar's items it was equipped with? You know, it's interesting. That is kind of an idea that I'm not sure we've ever come up with before. A single familiar that was able to equip any other familiar's items and just exhibited different behavior depending on what it had. The tofu elemental is, or the tofu golem. Huh. I have to think about that. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be, its behavior in combat would have to be hard-coded entirely based on
whatever it did. I mean, and it would need to do something different, because otherwise it would just be identical to,
Mathman says, Don Pygospelis has a new player ID. Could this possibly mean a return of the Penguin Mafia? No, I think that just means the old Don Pygospelis was deleted from inactivity and somebody else created one. Vlad Sheepstorm says, just skip Crimbo altogether. That would be great. Gorblack says, KOL calendar Crimbos would be minor, but the in real life Crimbo would be major. Yeah, but I don't want to call it Crimbo. Like, you know, we were thinking about doing Hanakimbo, because that gives us ample opportunity to make fun of Jews, which we like to do because we hate Kol Modi. I don't have any problem with any Jew except him. Honestly, like, I speculum, great guy. I mean, Woody Allen's a douchebag, but that has nothing to do with the fact that he's Jewish. Slashor says, just having one Crimbo each year is much better than a common event. That is what makes it cool. I agree. People asking about a channel Leet Speak, such as Sinatra here. I don't think that... I don't think that I like that idea so much. GodTheMod2 says, will you make the server pretend that PMs to Radio Bugbear get read? The fact that they don't end up in last sent causes me much consternation. No. You know, I don't think so. I enjoy causing consternation among my player base. Hamato Yoshi says, you know, Jake, you should really name... Kidding, of course, leave him. But really, you should do something about the Hall of Records. I have Bat Guano and hate seeing Bayos. Well, you know, it's random. It happens. Heartburn says, hello, I'm in your throat. Ugh, man. Sorry about that. Jusano says, Crimbo is extra special. Let's not spoil it with some extra holiday we don't need. And how about a porter beer fashioned from fermentation and beer? Right? Keep suggesting it over and over. Knight of the Round says, will there be a quest after the NS for those who choose not to ascend? Yeah, we're thinking about doing some stuff after the Naughty Sorceress. Not specifically for people who choose not to ascend because they're like, screw you, I'm not ascending, but people who, you know, just want to do some more stuff. William Wallace says, why is there no duck familiar? Because we haven't put in the duck familiar yet. There's content in the pipe for a duck familiar, but, you know. Marjad says, I was wondering if you could or are working on implementing a status bar for stuff that players can get trophies for, like spaghettis with skullheads. Absolutely not. I'm not going to go out of my way to spoil trophies. Slasher says, Futurama or Simpsons? Which one rules them all? You know, they're both good for very different reasons. Yeah, I can't think of anything funny to say about them both being good for different reasons. Jedi Knight R2-D2 says, why is it that none of the Ascension areas, special people or places, can create unique character items, i.e. In-A-Box, Cant Smith, Seal Clubber, or Turtle Tamer items? Well, because I want that to be the territory of Turtle Tamers. In-A-Box is not a Turtle Tamer. You know. He could. Somebody reported, actually, earlier today that there was a period of time there where he could... make the new stuff, the skirts, because I forgot to put those in the list of exceptions. But I fixed that. So, yeah. Let's see. William Wallace says, will you ever be able to put more than one item in your store at one time? Yes, very, very soon. The Joker says, Jick, I feel the show is missing something. Something to solve my fever. Maybe some more cowbell. Yeah, that's, you know... Let me see if I got some cowbell. I got a school bell, which I'm not actually entirely sure that you could hear. Nope, I got a... Okay, cow. Followed by a bell. And now you have your cowbell. You can make the boss bat heal every time it hits you, like a vampire bat, says Kinky Sex Mate. Yeah, we were thinking about that, having it suck HP and or MP away from you. GodTheMod2 says, are the number of each monster type you've killed kept track of? If so, show us consumption style. If not, start, damn it. I don't think so. I don't think that's kept anywhere. C.D. Moyer says, and why aren't you up here in Toronto at the PHP Works conference? I ended up meeting another player who caught me playing during a session.
I didn't know about the PHP Works conference. Other computer guys don't like me, and they don't ever invite me to anything. Mathman says, do you think one day ascensions will be done? I don't believe so.
Someone did one.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, but it wasn't the starting character. They said it
only had ascensions. Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't really count. Canadian Surfwax says, can you add a baby as a consumable, like you get from the pirates or the hippies, because who doesn't like to eat babies? Everybody but you and Xenophobe. Glub says, biggest workplace prank, do you have one? No, not really. I did something that kind of made one of my coworkers angry once, where I had this olive that I didn't eat for some reason. I had brought like a bag of olives in my lunch, and I had this olive, and what did I do? I just like left it in his chair or something, and he came, and he like put it somewhere on my desk, and I came back and put it somewhere on his desk while he was in the bathroom or whatever, and he was like, all right, I'm not playing this game anymore. But then when I went out to my car, I reached in to open the door of my car, and he had stuck the olive under the door handle, and I was like, gosh darn you. So I went in and replaced his mouse ball with the olive, and then when he got in the next day, he had to spend a little bit of time trying to figure out why his mouse wasn't working, and then he got really pissed at me because his mouse smelled like olives and never stopped. And, I don't know. And then I think one time I covered somebody's keyboard up with tape. It's because I like wasting tape. Stone5150 says, how long will the game continue at its current incarnation, and are there any plans to make further improvements? Well, yeah, we improve it every day, a little bit at a time. But not in the way that LJ2DaMax says. Will KOL ever go color? No. Let's see. Nate Dog says, to clarify a little, make the background, not the text, change colors. So if I type /clan, the background of the chat input box changes to blue or something along those lines. I'm not sure about that. Let's see. Knight of the Round says, can you put an input in the personalized birthday cake to input the person you're about to send it to? Well, no, but when they look at it, it will show their name. That's just kind of the trick of the personalized birthday cake. Sparemeister, oyster eggs equals Beyond Zork reference? No, I was not aware. Oyster eggs weren't a deliberate reference to anything. I was just thinking, what's a good way to make Easter stupid? I wasn't aware that there were oyster eggs in Beyond Zork. That's the one where you push the giant onion around, right, Riff? Beyond Zork? Is Beyond Zork the one where you push the giant onion around and it's got the salt that you throw at the slug and stuff? Yeah. I suck at that game. I've never been able to get anywhere in it. Kairu says, are you planning to implement the can of red Minotaur and Children's Meal of the Damned items anytime soon? Wouldn't you like to know? I see. The vegan says, I didn't know Callan B was a player. I thought it was just a band. ADH just told me. Awesome. Well, maybe he can tell you how to get a hold of a copy of that song. Bitsy says, have you ever heard Arlo Guthrie sing the story of Reuben Clamso and his strange daughter in the Key of A? No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything out of Arlo Guthrie except, Alice's Restaurant, and that I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride on my motorcycle. And now I have something in my eye. Beethoven says, what the hell is Rafflebot anyway? Well, Rafflebot is this thing that allows people to sort of gamble meat against each other, where they just bet a given amount of meat each, and then there's a coin flip, and whoever wins the coin flip gets all the meat. It's something that doesn't sound interesting at all, but people just love it. And I think the bot takes like 0.1% of the meat or something, or 0.01% or something. Apathetic Lizard Man says, is it possible to get an announcement to show up in a clan leader's chat pane when someone applies to their clan? Yeah, I've been meaning to do that a lot for several things that happen in the clan, but I just haven't really gotten around to it. To anyone who can approve memberships would get that. Snick Repkeyer says, cheers to your great radio program. Cheers to Playing Fish. An old TV Guide reader, I see. Or maybe just a reference to the same thing that TV Guide referenced. Come on, fish isn't that bad. Lady Luanda says, so are you a dirty hippie, an Adonis, and a corporate pirate? God, how many hats can one wear? I can wear quite a lot of hats.
except I don't, because my hair takes up all the room on the top of my head. I don't have a cool hat like Riff. Riff has a cool hat. Riff wears black on the outside because black is how he feels on the inside, like Morrissey. Mudley Do-Right says, are there any plans to expand the main map in the near or distant future? Probably not. I see Merrick is checking in. Awesome. So now I have somebody to hand off to when the show is done. Petrus says, I don't know if this is your department, but would it be possible to get coffee mug merchandise with the KOL sword and martini guy and the six classes? I actually placed an order for two different designs of coffee mugs yesterday. I think the glassware orders are tending to take like 2 weeks to get here, but yeah, we'll have coffee cups with the sword and martini guy on them, and coffee cups with the coffee pixie on them. And, it's going to be awesome. Stone5150 says, how about a way to look at items before taking them from Clan Stash? Didn't somebody come up with some really good idea for... Okay, we decided that what we were going to do was have things like Hank's behave in the same way that some of our tools behave, where when you switch to an item in the select box, it pops up a picture of the item to the left of the select box, and then you can click that picture to get a description of it, which would be a neat thing to have in all of those places. I'm not sure how much overhead that creates.
It'd be one word per picture.
I don't mean web overhead. I mean just having it. I mean generate some kind of. Does it generate some kind of array in the JavaScript with the pictures of every item that's in there? Okay. Yeah, once we get going on something like that, then we'll just go and put it in everywhere at this point, because we're in a much better position to make things like consistent and cool than we used to be. Let's see. Mike the Poor says, I'm curious to know one thing, Boris and Sneaky PDev special days, why not Jarlsberg? Because we hate mysticality classes. And we hate Jarlsberg because he's a fruity, egocentric magician. There was this game that I played once called Sanity Aiken's Artifact, and the main character was voiced by Ice-T, and one of the people you have to go fight was a guy that he describes as the fruity, egocentric magician, which pretty awesome. Shaggy says, NetHack has vegan. They can't eat black pudding, but a vegetarian can. Yeah. Let's see. Knight of the Round says, can you put an alt tag on the shroom spores to indicate what kind we planted there to avoid misunrooting the ones you don't want? I don't want to put alt tags on the spores because I don't want you to know ahead of time what is growing in the new spots. So, no. All mushroom spores are identical, and you not only can you not tell, but your character forgets exactly as fast as you forget which kind of mushroom you plant in each space, and you just can't tell from looking at it. Sizzler says, Jick, when you look at a player's profile from your account, what sort of cool data do you see that normal accounts don't see? Well, let's see, shall we? I see the last login down to the second, instead of just the date. I see the current meat that they have instead of just the meat that shows up in other people's profiles, the same as other stuff. I see muscle, mysticality, and moxie, and really that's it. I don't see anything else about them. We have another set of utilities for peering into the details of a player. I can look and see everything that you did since like last month. It used to be that we could see everything you did up to like 3 days ago, and all the other logs were completely archived, but now we've got this rig here where we can have sort of an arbitrary number of an arbitrary amount of time worth of logs stored up. Let's see. I'm going to take another short break here. Going to play the Breeders song, because the Breeders are good.
Come on.
all right, there's something seriously screwed up going on with this. Every time I drag a song into one of these things, it drags a different song into one of these things. That's really irritating. I'm just going to keep dragging songs up there until it does the right one. This is... now it's showing me songs that I put in there last time I did the show. Manfred Mann, 1000 Homo DJs, Fish, yeah, it's looking good so far. Cyndi Lauper, yeah, Warren Zevon, Cow and Bee, and The Breeders. Do we have The Breeders? No. When I drag The Breeders in there, it gives me some random song by somebody else. Negative Land, I drag The Breeders in again, it gives me something called Boing. I drag The Breeders in again, it gives me some random sound effect from the SAM program. Wow.
You may have it on random.
That's pretty obnoxious. Wow, what it's doing now is even more obnoxious. Man, this is irritating as hell. Let me see if I can forgo this, because I really want to hear this Breeders song now. The Breeders, Last Splash. Dragging it in from outside, and it does nothing. This is really, really annoying. Here we go.
If I saw you now, could I look in your eyes? Do you think of me like I dream of you?
See, it was worth all the hassle, because that's a very good song. Grog the Teflamar Shadow Lord says, my link to combine stuff vanished a few days ago. Is this a bug, or did I do something wrong? Nope, you're just out of meat paste. And that link doesn't show up if you don't have any meat paste.
let's see. Marjad says, what kind of beer are you drinking? I'm drinking Sam Adams, like I do a lot, because it's delicious. Let's see. Plastic Knife Stalker says, how come you always have Zlaenia answer your messages? Because I get way too many messages to answer myself and get anything else done. A lot of people asking the same. Darkbladed says it's pronounced golem, not gall, but I mean, I understand that if we were, I don't know. See, I feel like the thing out of Hebrew mythology and the thing out of Dungeons and Dragons mythology are just two entirely different things, and that I mean, I wouldn't. I gotta say that if there was something in you know, in my religious sort of mythos that had been so hijacked like that, that it wouldn't really bother me that people were mispronouncing it. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I would say that in general, everyone pretty much says Gollum. Yeah. Frumble says, is there any way to sell unused clan furniture, or is the KOL gym like the real life gym? Yeah, there is no way now, and I don't think that I'll really, want to make anything that's like that. This is something interesting that Shaji says. The implications of the tofu golem would be that it would be possible, or tofu golem, tofu golem? Would be that it would be possible to get a Jill-O-Lantern and pass Familiar of the Month with the proper items, and that the equipment would go up in price. And that would allow people who had those to sort of harvest those items and then sell them, because they'd be something that the person with the tofu golem would never have. That's actually kind of interesting. I mean, if it did whatever another familiar did, but at half the weight or three quarters of the weight, that would actually be kind of cool. Now, I mean, it would also be pretty easy if in the beginning of it, I, That's interesting. It's because, all right, I could pretty easily, it would be almost no work at all to code it such that, depending on what it had equipped, it would just act as that familiar during combat, because the fight script could just fake what familiar you had. It could give exactly the same messages and everything. The only things that we'd have to handle special are items that weren't attached to a single familiar. And especially if it did it at, I'll have to talk about that, because if it did it at half weight, then that would be, that has interesting implications. Because at the very least, I mean, you'd be able to see what it was like to have a Jill-O-Lantern if you ever got the Jill-O-Lantern equipment. You know, you'd be able to see what the messages were and stuff. And I would imagine that doing it at half, it wouldn't be at all unbalancing, because, you know, a 20-pound familiar, you know, if, like, assuming that you max it out at 20 pounds and you have whatever, it amounts to less than a normal familiar with no skills or equipments or anything. Cthulhu says, will KOL ever have a leap year? Now, I think at some point we might do a leap month so that the holidays don't always fall on the same stat days.
We should take
one day out of Frankuary is what Riff suggests. Although right now the days correspond to the moon phases, and it'd be pretty difficult to not have it be like that, because everything that checks what day it is. Well, I mean, it would just require rewriting a lot of stuff. The DMD says, I noticed the KOLCon 2 info page didn't mention hookers and coke. Is this an error? No. It's just that the hookers and coke are not part of the official con. It's just that every night and every day, both before and after the festivities, nothing but hookers and coke. That's how it is at the office, except by coke we mean Coca-Cola, and by hookers we mean... Riff suggests fishing hooks, but I'm just going to say Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips, because we have a lot of those all the time. Zeru says, want to move the SC's clock item to consumables/misc? No, because
It's is equivalent to those potions, so it'll go into the potions, the mostly potions category, if we ever create the mostly potions category. ISPEP 1982 says, boxes of sunshine should be changed to bag of sunshine as a reference to the Gorilla song Clint Eastwood. Yeah, I did think of that, but I decided not to go that route. Lord Saline says, what about a gnome-speaking channel? You are banned, except it looks like banged, for not speaking with silent G's before N's. I don't think I'd really want to ban people for doing that. Let's see. Saucy Sieb says, for a recurring KOL holiday, why not do something similar to St. Nick's Day? Just give everyone a candy cane to shut them up until Crimbo rolls around. Well, we were thinking about doing some kind of special thing in the gift shop or something, and maybe... I would sort of like for there to be a way to like, reintroduce the dreidel and the tiny plastic sword for people who never had a chance to get one. Olaf the Mediocre says, could familiars possibly take on damage? Then you could have special familiar houses. And I don't want to mess with that, keeping track of hit points for them. Dogalicious says, are there plans for alcohol-drenched foods that give both fullness and drunkenness? I hadn't thought about that. Like a rum cake. Lady Lawanda says, we are having an argument in games. Jennifer Connolly, hotter in The Rocketeer or hotter in Labyrinth? I've never seen The Rocketeer, and she was so irritating in Labyrinth that it was hard to be attracted to her.
Dark City,
Riff points out. Yeah, that definitely wins. Hottest in Dark City. Gorblack says, according to your sound effect math, moo plus ring equals plunk. Well, duh. Zeru says, so back last year around November, we talked about the lack of jarts in the game, so now I would like to know, where the hell are my lawn darts? Sorry. I keep forgetting about the lawn darts. Shaji says, is the butterfly and the tower monster a reference to Ray Bradbury's A Sound of Thunder short story? No, I've never read that. I don't know if Mr. Skullhead had or not, but it's a reference to, illustration of chaos theory thing and the whole Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park nonsense. Melkator says, I had a raffle on Rafflebot and I want to get my stuff back. Is there a way to do this? You'd have to talk about that with the guy who runs Rafflebot. I wasn't aware that Rafflebot actually did those raffles. It's interesting. Olaf the Mediocre says, why do you hate me so much? Because you're so mediocre, Olaf the Mediocre. Crooked Bastard says, are fruit golem arms made of bananas? If so, seems awful to waste them. Yeah, it's just a very rare drop. Keep fighting them. I'm just kidding. They're really not gonna. Marjad says, what are the odds of getting a martini tattoo? 1 in 11. Is it 1 in 11?
Yeah.
That's 1 in 11. All right. How did you look that up? Or?
No, that's the rate for the cops, not the rate.
I don't know. Let me check. Mr. Marjad to check. It's in boozeitems.inc.
Yeah.
Let's see. Charisma says, please answer my sticker question from the janitor. Oh, yeah, you know what? If we accidentally send you more stuff than you order from the store, don't worry about it. Just bank error in your favor. I think we accidentally sent Charisma an entire set of stickers instead of a single sticker. Okay, the odds of getting a martini tattoo are 1 in 4. So, yeah, Charisma, if you got somebody who wants one of the stickers, knock yourself out and give it to them. Gorblack says, rename Halloween Jarlsberween. That's kind of funny. Olaf the Mediocre says, my mom is a professional promotional products person. Wow, a PPPP. We've been looking for one of those. I don't know if she could get the stuff cheaper than you do now. I don't know. I mean, if you want to give us the contact information, we can certainly check. Mr. Skullhead did a large amount of research, though, and really found us what I believe is the best deal we're going to get on the glassware and the drinkware and the crockery and the steakery, cakery. Canadian Surfwax says, who are those people wearing the t-shirts in the store? Because those ladies are hot. Yes, they are. Those ladies are friends of ours.
mostly they're friends of the pretentious artist, because I don't have any real friends. I only have virtual friends who only like me because of my testicles and my power in the game. I tell you, it's lonely at the top. People asking, you know, they were excited about Negative Land. Cap'n says, do you like the Breeders more than the Pixies? That's a tough question. You know, I have to say that I like Last Splash and have listened to it more than I like or have listened to any individual Pixies album. But overall, I'd have to say that there are songs from the Pixies that I like more than almost any Breeders song. So, that didn't really answer the question at all. Not entirely sure. Moorbank says, how about having the plunger tell you how much meat you've saved by plunging this ascension? Totally useless, but very endearing and amusing. Now, that is actually kind of funny. I'll have to try and remember that. Stimmer says, do you have a chart on the number of consecutive days logging that a player currently has, and would you consider making a weird board out of them? I don't entirely know what that means. Merrick says, asking again for the sake of Yahar, he believes that Plexi items should be pullable from long-term storage. How do you feel about it? I'm assuming you mean in hardcore, and I feel very much like I don't want to do that. Doppelheathen says, is Sir Schlitz really impossible to find? I don't think so. Is Sir Schlitz impossible to find? I'm almost sure that you get a six-pack of it when you finish the tavern quest, and I'm almost sure that it drops at the frat house, too. Yeah. I think each of them are pretty much equally, Grog the Teflamar Shadowlord says, I feel silly. Thanks for clearing it up. Hey, don't worry about it, man. There's a button on Zly's form for answering my mail that just says meat paste, because that gets asked 15, 20 times a day. Teal says, can you explain the mechanics behind dreams and how it determines if you get an item or just wake up sad and itemless? No, I want to leave that a mystery. Let's see. The tofu doll says, God the Mod 2 would let you switch from a 20-pound sombrero to a 20-pound ghost pickle on a stick to a 20-pound starfish with just some equipment with no time spent training the others. It would, but at the cost of it only being half weight. Lord Saline says, in the Hebrew/Jewish calendar, there are leap months. You want to make fun of us Jews? Pick on us again. Everybody else does. Yep. That's what I like, is making fun of Jews. Holy crap, Jake, check out the graffiti wall. Holy crap, okay, I'm on my way to the graffiti wall very quickly. Jake is mean. Not really, though. Well, not much, but it doesn't mean he can't jimmy open a safe. Weird. Yeah. Jick is on the radio, yet he still finds time to totally own someone on the graffiti board. No, I haven't posted anything on the graffiti board. You know, guys, I can actually see who posts stuff on the graffiti board, and actually all the mods can, too. So, people who think that that's, like, anonymous, it's not. Thalog says, if you combine an N, an A, and a D, would you get a NAD and then combine two of those to get a pair of NADs? No, you might get a can of NADs that you could then use to wax unwanted body hair off of your self, off of your body. You know what? It's getting close to time to stop. I think I'm going to play a long song and then hand off. Let me see if there's any last thing I want to deal with. Happy birthday, Inari, says Decyclops, and also me, because it's Inari's birthday. Happy birthday. Alright, okay, here's some 1000 Homo DJs with Supernaut, which is 6 minutes long. So we'll see on Monday.
Practically every one of the top 40 records being played on every radio station in the United States is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove. The Psychedelic Jackets on the record album have their own hidden symbols and messages, as well as all the lyrics of all the top rock songs. And they all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your veins.